2020 to a time running out for EU and US officials to strike a deal ahead of next Wednesday's deadline. A deal on tariffs or import taxes, which Donald Trump says he'll hike to 50% on goods coming into the US from here if there isn't some agreement by July the 9th. EU officials have been in Washington this week and have said there has been no immediate breakthrough in talks. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly joins us now. Tony, what's the latest?
Well, Gavin, the latest is really a message from Maroš Šefčovič, who's the EU's trade commissioner. He's leading that negotiating team in Washington. He sent out a message on social media about 6 hours ago saying that he was wrapping up what he called a productive week in Washington. But the work continues, essentially. He says our goal remains unchanged, a good and ambitious transatlantic trade deal. Now, it's hard to parse exactly what he means, whether they're just still some distance from getting an agreement. I mean, clearly, there's only a few days left to get this deal over the line, if that's to be the case, by next Wednesday. So he's going to come back to Brussels. I assume he's en route at the moment, and he's due to brief EU ambassadors around lunchtime, Irish time, here in Brussels as to where things are at. But it's clear we're looking at an agreement in principle, if it comes, a framework agreement, not your typical very detailed several thousand page long trade agreement. So this is really where what sectors get exemptions or derogations or lower tariff rates, it's where that's going to really count.
And any indication from the US what they're going to do?
No, I mean, Scott Bessent, the US Treasury Secretary, was on the networks last night and he said, well, we'll see what we can do when it comes to the EU trade talks with the United States. But I suppose one thing that people will be keeping an eye on is the fact that tariff revenue has started to surge into the US coffers, 25% increase in May compared to April, and because of that big, beautiful bill, so-called, and the effect that that's going to have on the American debt over time, then it may be quite attractive for Donald Trump to keep the revenue via tariffs coming in. So that's one thing that may be causing concern to EU negotiators.
Tony, thank you. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, in Brussels. 7:43.